Okay, he's back from a bit of a break. He joins us this afternoon. Hello, Jeff Crotamani. How are you, mate?
Hello, I'm really well. Good to talk to you again.
Likewise. Been a while, hasn't it?
It has been too long.
Mate, let's talk tech. Now, I promoted the fact that, you know, you were coming on this afternoon and we mentioned the Dyson's new product. I've got to be honest, Jeff, I thought when I was reading this, I thought it was getting close to April and I thought this was an April Fool's Day joke. It seems as though it wasn't.
Look, it probably should have been an April Fool's joke and left at that because Dyson, who we know very well for making quite good products, especially in the world of vacuum cleaners, have decided to focus on something entirely different. Now, it's a pair of headphones, which I like the idea of, a very over-engineered pair of headphones, but they've also added an air purifier into it as well. So it's a mask that sits across your face that will blow clean air into your mouth and nose, making you look very silly in the process because it's a big pair of headphones with a big mask at the front of it.
Are they not really designing this for the Australian market, but for markets like China and Japan?
Look, most likely, because all of the testing that they've been doing, as they mentioned in their promotion about this, was that it was tested in places like Shanghai, in Bangkok, Thailand, and things like that. So I do think it isn't really suited for us in Australia because, I mean, the air we breathe is pretty clear down under, so we're quite lucky in that way. But I was more interested in the headphone side of things. I thought that would have been fantastic to see what Dyson could do with headphones, but that air purifier, which you cannot remove, right, would just make it look silly if you were to wear it in public.
Kelly's put some pictures up on the screen. I've seen it. It does look really stupid. Hence, I said I thought it was an April Fool's Day joke.
Yeah.
Prices. Have you read anywhere what they're looking at charging when these things are released?
Not yet. And they say it's coming to Australia. So it will come to this market. We will have a price on it. But it won't be cheap. I mean, anything that Dyson make is over-engineered. They said they actually did 600 examples of this before they decided on this finished product that we're seeing today. It won't be cheap, and I don't think they'll sell many in Australia at all.
Have a guess. What would you reckon they'll charge?
$700.
You say 700?
Yes.
I'm going to go 1,000.
Yeah, I think between us, we've probably got a number in the middle.
Ah, dear. All right. Now, Amazon is introducing same-day shipping. But this is surely only if you live in the big cities.
Look, initially this will just be coming for the big cities. So Sydney and Melbourne particularly, they've just opened two new warehouses much closer to the capitals that are really going to allow this to happen. Now, I've been to those warehouses, the one in Sydney anyway, and it's mostly run by robots. So the second that you order something from Amazon, robots start moving around to actually take your item that you've ordered, put it into a box and get it onto a courier. So I can see why this is happening. But the good sign, I think, for everybody, especially outside of those capital cities, is that, you know, it wasn't that long ago that Amazon didn't even exist in Australia. So I think that progress that they're making to get to a point that they can do same-day delivery means that even for country Australia, we could start to see this coming in the near future.
Well, I've got to say, it's a refreshing approach rather than going something with the Australia Post. And the very first thing you get, if you buy something and it's being delivered via Australia Post, is a pathetic weak excuse from Australia Post telling you that they have delays. Because they're so busy, your parcel could be delayed up to 2 weeks.
Yes, yes. And I guess we have to credit Amazon for this a little bit too, that lately what we've been seeing is this ability for anybody to be an Amazon delivery driver. And it's called Amazon Flex. And if you want to, if you've got time, you can be delivering packages for Amazon. And they increase that during peak periods. I've had deliveries on a Sunday from Amazon orders. I've had them at nighttime. It really just comes very quickly now because they're not just relying on couriers, they're relying on people to help do their deliveries as well.
Oh, I did have the figures in my head, but it's gone. I've got so many figures for things. Did you see the results that came out for Australians and online shopping in recent weeks? I mean, we've gone up something like 200% in 12 months.
Look, I completely agree with that kind of number. I mean, I know from my own practice now, especially through COVID, I got so used to just ordering things online. Now it's become a habit that if I finish the peanut butter, I will talk to my smart speaker and say, order another peanut butter, and it comes the next day.
I mean, come on.
This is the world we now live in.
It's the world you live in.
We're so used to it. It's just become a habit.
Gosh, the peanut butter? You just get it when you go shopping.
But why would I do that? I've got if you've got a Prime subscription, you get free delivery, where you pay for delivery once a month, and that's it. So I get the smallest items delivered by a guy who comes whenever he likes, and it's that simple to make purchases these days.
Google, if businesses are likely to receive calls from Google Artificial Intelligence Service to confirm opening hours as details are being updated on their Maps service.
Yeah, this is great news because I've been using Google Maps quite a bit. I was travelling all last week up the East Coast and trying to find places that are open, whether it's for dinner or a coffee. You're using Google Maps to find places around you, and those opening hours are critical. That if you've got a business, you need to be listing your opening hours on Google Maps. And to update that, Google is going to be using artificial intelligence to physically call you. So you'll be receiving a call at your place of business with an automated voice that will ask you to say what your business hours are, Monday to Friday, 7 days a week, to update that on Google Maps, because if you don't, it may report that you're closed when you're waiting for people to show up.
Do you think that most people will bother? I mean, I know if we get recorded voices on our phone, re our business, we sort of hang up straight away.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't blame people for doing that. I think what would grab my attention is when it says it's Google calling, because if it is going to relate to your opening hours and your position online, I think you should be taking that call and you should be giving it the time it deserves.
The problem is, though, and this relates to our next story, scams. I mean, how do you know it is actually Google? I mean, it could be a scam.
And look, honestly, another fair point. I think if you're only giving away your opening hours, I'd be pretty safe to do that even to a scammer. I mean, the reality of that turning into a problem would be pretty low. If they start asking for things like your bank details and whatnot, then you can see you've got a scammer on your hands. But if it's just an automated voice asking for opening hours, I would play ball in that case.
Now, tell us about what Telstra are doing in reference to these continuous scam SMSs. They apparently are now filtering these.
Yeah, this is good news. If you're a Telstra customer, you didn't need to do anything. Telstra's just put in place a filter on all SMSs coming to your mobile number. And they've been testing this for a little bit internally before they released it to the audience. But if you've been receiving plenty of SMS scams, like I have, as of about this week, you would have noticed, hopefully, that they've reduced. And again, as a Telstra customer, it has happened for me as well. I'm glad to see that. So it looks like it's happening for Telstra. I hope that they share this technology with the Optus of the world and the Vodafones of the world so everyone can benefit from this.
However, just a side note, sadly, as we lead up to the election with 39 days to go, it doesn't mean you won't be bombarded by the Palmer United Party or whatever he calls it these days, United Australia Party. It doesn't mean you won't be bombarded by receiving texts with political parties, because under the rules, they can't ban political texts.
It's quite insane, I think, that that's not considered spam. It's not part of the Spam Act. It's completely allowed. And I don't know how we can actually stop that. You can't opt out from receiving those messages as well. It's you just have no choice but it being shoved down your throat.
What's this new Bluetooth speaker? God, there's another one, is there?
Look, if you don't have a Bluetooth speaker, there is another one available for you to consider. This one's from a company called Soundbox. I've been testing this one. It's a bit smaller than their largest model, which I also have been testing before, but this one is a 10-kilo speaker, and the battery will run for 80 hours. So if you're having a three-day party, you can have one speaker, and it will just keep going and going and going.
Did you say it weighs 10 kilos?
Yeah, it's a beast. I mean, when it arrived to the door, I just told the crew to put it down. It's a 10-kilo speaker, but I've got a bigger model from, which is 15 kilos, and that thing is a giant. It's a boombox. So, these are powerful speakers for big parties.
They're not the thing you throw on the back and take to the beach with you.
Look, if you took it to the beach, you're going to upset a lot of people because you'll A, be blocking their view, but you'll also be deafening them because it's so loud as well.
All right. Always good to talk with you. Thank you, mate. We'll catch up same time, same place next week.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Jeff Quattrobani, there you go. Dear. All things tech. I still can't get over the Dyson headphones, the sound reduction headphones with the the filter, the air filter on them. Anyway, if you've got a spare, I don't know, $700 to $1,000, I suppose you can go and buy a pair if you so want to.